last week here on the programme, we've heard both sides of the argument over the St George's Guildhall in King's Lynn. Now, it's thought to be the oldest working theatre in the country, and there's some evidence that Shakespeare himself actually performed there. Now, the Borough Council, they're the official tenants, but they're at loggerheads with a campaign group called the Shakespeare's Guildhall Trust. As we heard last Friday and then on Monday, both sides think their own ideas are the best way forward, but just how important is the building and why is it important to preserve? Producer Paul Hayes has been speaking to Professor Michael Dobson. Now, he's the director of the Shakespeare Institute in Stratford-upon-Avon and lectures at Birmingham University.
It's very well known among theatre historians because it's easily the most impressive of the surviving guild halls. And among people who are interested in really the greatest period of English theatre, the Elizabethan period, it's crucial. It was on a major touring route. It's very well preserved, thanks to the efforts of a lot of people over the years. It saw performances by the most important companies of Shakespeare's time, probably including Shakespeare himself when he was with Pembroke's Men in the early 1590s. So, yeah, people talk about it, especially as people increasingly realise that actually half of Elizabethan actors didn't ever work in London. There was a huge provincial touring scene. That's where a lot of the work was.
You used that word there, probably, in terms of Shakespeare having been there. I know this has been a matter of debate down the years. How strong would you say the evidence is for the idea that Shakespeare himself did actually go there?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we're pretty sure he was with Pembroke's Men around the time that we know Pembroke's Men did a tour that included King's Lynn. I mean, it's all inferential. We don't have nearly such good records of the personnel of Elizabethan touring companies at different times as we would like. You know, theatre companies now don't have the time to keep archives, and they certainly didn't then. But from the plays Shakespeare shows that he knew, which were in the repertory of Pembroke's Men around the time they toured through East Anglia in 1592-3, it's as good a guess as any. It's a very well-informed guess. And even if Shakespeare personally wasn't there, it was one of the most impressive and important theatre buildings in England, and it's real. It's not like replicas of Elizabethan theatres, which seem to be able to attract a crowd anywhere you put them up. This is the real thing. This is a theatre which has been in continuous use since the Middle Ages, which saw new plays in the great periods of the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th centuries. That makes it really priceless. When you think that a replica of the Globe, you stick it up in Neuss in Germany and it's news. The fact that King's Lynn has the best of this crucial kind of theatre, which all over the country were bringing in crowds, showing them drama, giving them entertainment, giving them information about the outside world, it's really strange that it's not made more of by King's Lynn.
Do you have any sort of view on what you might like to see happen? I mean, in terms of Shakespeare, I guess the obvious thing would be performing not just Shakespeare, but I guess other plays from that era in an authentic location. That would be something that you and other scholars of the period would regard as being quite a unique thing.
Absolutely. It's something we beg for, especially when you consider that one of Shakespeare's star actors and fellow writers, Robert Armin, was born just round the corner. He's a son of King's Lynn. The original Feste in Twelfth Night, the original Fool in King Lear, a great stand-up comedian, a major figure in the Elizabethan theatre and the Jacobean theatre. You know, do a season of Robert Armin plays alongside other great hits from that time. You know, welcome them back to King's Lynn. It would be terrific.
So I guess from the outside perspective, as someone not involved in kind of the local politics of it all in Norfolk, I guess the opinion of people would just be, why can't everyone just sort of sit down together and they all want the best for the future of the building and sort something out? I guess that would be how it must look from outside.
Yes, exactly. I mean, why is the world's media talking about a replica being built in Merseyside of a Stuart theatre when there was never a great theatre there, as far as we can see, probably a cockfighting arena, when they're not talking about the star of the provincial theatres in the same period.
And that was Professor Michael Dobson, the director of the Shakespeare Institute in Stratford-upon-Avon, and lecturer at Birmingham University, talking to our producer, Paul Hayes. In the studio next, I'm just about to get my